This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
precious scene. I hate the way they all compete and the way they wipe their feet on each other. But she is not like them. She holds herself.
Totally Kiwi Tuesday. No. On Radio Hawke's Bay. With Dinian, 1431 AM, 104.7 FM. And online at our website, radiohawkesbay.org.nz. G'day folks, Gray Raphael with you for another edition of TKT. How you doing? Hope your week and life is going well. On the way, of course, we've got more great Kiwiana jammed in between now and 12 for you. Plus, we take a look at celebrity birthdays for the week. News of the Weird this week takes us to the UK. Where a guy has changed his name to a name that he claims, quote, makes him more famous than Elton John. Not sure about that, but okay, we'll find out soon. This week's top five, we take a look at top five fun facts around rubber bands. We wrap up the show just before 12 by having a look at what happened on this day in entertainment history. All that and more coming for you now. Right now it's a double shot from Op Shop. First up, Love Will Always Win on Totally Kiwi Tuesday.
Ooh. Are you ready for it? It's two in a row with Grey on Totally Kiwi Tuesday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all you celebrities. Happy birthday to you.
First up on the list for today, Timothy Dalton. Actor was born today in 1944. Probably best known for his role as James Bond. Also starred as the Baron in the cult classic Flash Gordon. A film that didn't do too well commercially but has a huge following now. Rose Stone from Sly and the Family Stone was born today in 1945. Roger Hodgson from Supertramp popped out today in 1950. Russell Tompkins Jr., singer with the Stylistics, was born today in 1951. Gary Oldman, actor, was born today in 1958. And finally today, Matthew Broderick was born today in 1962, probably best known for his role as Ferris Bueller, and had a pretty huge career on stage as well. So if it is your birthday today or over the next week, those are some of the famous people sharing your day. Have a wonderful, unforgettable, awesome, mind-blowing birthday from all of us here at Radio Hawke's Bay. With you now on 1431 AM, 104.7 FM, also online at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Have a good one.
This is Andy from The Interns, and you're listening to Grey on Totally Kiwi Tuesday.
of the Weird.
This week, our journey around the world for news of the weird takes us to the UK, where a 41-year-old audio and visual engineer named Dino Wilson decided during the last lockdown to legally change his name to, get this, Fire Exit. Yes, he said that the 17-pound decision, or $33 decision, happened during one of the COVID lockdowns. It initially started as a bit of banter between him and friends and family, but then he decided to do it for real. So his name is now legally Fire Exit. He said that's a rather unique name. No one else in the world has this name, and it makes me more famous than Elton John. Don't know if that's quite true, but okay. And he said that the name has brought him a fair bit of fame. He said people all around the place in bars and parties know who I am because of my unique name, and I get free drinks and meals from people because of it, with even having a barber or two cut my hair for free. He said because of his work too, he travels around the world and people even know his new name because of the publicity it's brought him. He said most of the publicity is of the positive kind, but there are a few haters that want to give him a hard time because of his new moniker. So this is what I was thinking about, though, right? He's 41. He's got 5 children. Has he thought about the impact this will have on his kids' lives? I mean, it doesn't actually say in the story how old his kids are, but I can imagine some 25-year-old man going to a psychiatrist's office in the fetal position, rocking backwards and forwards and crying, and the psychiatrist says, "Why did you come here today, Johnny? What do you want to talk about?" "Well, when I was 5, my dad changed his name to Fire X and I got rubbish about it at school my entire life." Has he considered that as an option or as an outcome? I don't know. And that raises another question. If you had the courage to change your name to something weird and unique like that, what would you call yourself? I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, that's News of the Weird. I'm Gray Raphael.
We have no rebellion.
Totally Kiwi Tuesday. On Radio Hawke's Bay, with you now on 1431 AM, 104.7 FM, and also on our website, radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're part of a community club or group and you've got something special coming up that you want everyone in the Bay to know about, no worries, you can help me out with that. Just hit us up on our website. Look forward to connecting with you soon. This is Totally Kiwi Tuesday with the Black Seeds. Better days.
With Grey on Totally Kiwi Tuesday.
Yeah.
Totally Kiwi Tuesday with a double shot from the Black Seeds. Freaking for that we'd better days as we spin all the best Kiwiana across the decade for your Tuesday night. How you doing? Hey, just a quick reminder, if you want to find out more about what we do here at Radio Hawke's Bay, don't forget you can check out our websites. Maybe you've got a show you want to do or a cause you'd like to promote. We can help you out with that. Just go to our website, radiohawksbay.org.nz. Here's David Parker, Tears on My Pillow. I'm so lonely, gee, I need you so. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, I wonder why you had to go. But
hi, this is Andy from the Interns, and you're listening to Grey on Totally Kiwi Tuesday.
Come make my jeans, come help me out. Living in the city. so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad.
Don't test me like a bomb, straight from murder to what happens. I got cyclops fish in my water. A nation of Pacific lands to the slaughter. Three eyes for my son, an extra foot for my daughter. Gifts from a land that I don't even know. I was too slow to even see that escargot. You say you're more blow, no cash exchange. I did it live, there's a picture of me in the dictionary under French fry. No racism in my mouth, well who's in charge? I like to lay that fat cable in their backyard. Too far they're gone, now I'm radioactive strong. I just walk past the switch and all the lights turn on. No last drag on, just let my bones expose. Didn't reach no final level, yet my body still glows. Why do you wanna annoy nuclear boy with your toy? Why be here making my say I boy?
Feel the lights of one who stays, overcome someday. Set your sights and chip away. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad.
Chale, may I put you aside for a second? Asking a question, checking what you reckon. Why you letting your guard down with the frown? Freaking out what you wear, how you walk around town. Did your heads never think further? The threats instead, the dress code of the soul wardrobe instead. Misled, baby, was my mirror hazing. Morphing into something else, my own image is fading. Making, molding, holding, holding. Is it me or a movie? Channel 2 or 3, stolen, stupid as such. Why is the television being owned by a crutch? Fearless and fearless, the way you're all shaped like a snake. Stick your mouth around the thing that says inflate. Breathe deep, the first sucker that you be. Time is running out for me. Too old for cold, what for making to be. I prefer a woman who is real to the touch. She feels much, she be the star ski to my hush. You crunch up my senses to the point of no return. Another 10 with the ointment, now Ken and Barbie burn crispy. Hit with the plastic sheet, turn it over. Baked with a bit of margarine. Smells good, swine takes fine with my Christmas pudding.
Feel the lights of one who stays, overcome someday. Set your sights and chip away. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out. Living in the city ain't so bad. Come make my chains, come help me out.
Sight is the gag in my mind.
Come make my chains, come help me out.
Picking up the reins in the cell.
Come make my chains, come help me out.
Totally Kiwi Tuesday on Radio Hawke's Bay with the funky sound of Shay Fu and DLT Chains. Of course, that was the first single Shay Fu released after being asked to leave, or rather being kicked out of the band Supergroup. It was featured on his album To Be Pacific. And of course, Supergroup did one album without Shay Fu called Backfader. Which even the band freely admit that album was a bit of a flop. Not quite the same sound. It is time now for tonight's top 5, and I thought we'd take a look at the top 5 fun facts around rubber bands. So, if you're looking for a first date icebreaker, a job interview icebreaker, or a work water cooler icebreaker, this is the place to come. Did you know at number 5 that rubber strips, similar to rubber bands, were first historically made by the Maya people in the Aztecs thousands of years ago? Number 4. Did you know that rubber bands are created by heating a mixture of rubber, sulfur, and other chemicals into strips that are then extruded into tubes, cured, and cut into bands? This is interesting. Number 3. In Britain, the use of rubber bands by the British Royal Mail Service has garnered some significant media attention in the country due to the large quantity of rubber bands being found discarded on the ground every day, so much so that at one point the manufacturers changed the colour of the rubber band from brown to red so they could easily be found by postal workers and other people, so they weren't left on the ground. Number two, it is said that the biggest consumer of rubber bands on Earth is in fact the US Postal Service. They use them to sort mail. They're also used by the floral industry and newspaper delivery and for holding other items together, like cut asparagus, other food, pencils, pens, and decks of cards. There you go. Number one, modern rubber bands were first invented by English businessman and inventor Stephen Perry in 1845, and they were patented on the 7th of March, 1845. So there you go then. That's tonight's top five. Top five fun facts about rubber bands. So if you're looking for a first date icebreaker, a job interview icebreaker, or a work water cooler icebreaker, there you are. Give them a shot.
Are you ready for it? It's two in a row with Grey on Totally Kiwi Tuesday.
Today in entertainment history.
Everybody,
well, first up today, in 1984, Central Park in New York was renamed Strawberry Fields in honor of John Lennon. It was today in 1985 that Boy George said in an interview with Women's World magazine that he would never, quote, marry or settle down or become a father. It was today in 1986 that Parade, the soundtrack for the film Under the Cherry Moon by Prince, was released. And of course, Under the Cherry Moon was supposed to be a sequel to Purple Rain. Never seen it, but I haven't heard very many good things about that film, but I must check it out and see what I think. It was today in 1987 that U2 released their single With or Without You. And it was today in 1989 that Madonna released the album Like a Prayer. That is today in entertainment history. That is also today's show. Thank you so much. Really enjoy hanging out tonight. I'll catch you back next week, Tuesday night, same time, for another edition of Totally Kiwi Tuesday. We'll play all the best sounds, plus take a look at some weird facts from around the world. In the meantime, keep it locked right here for all the best in music, information and entertainment. This is Radio Hawke's Bay on 1431 AM, 104.7 FM, and on our website, radiohawkesbay.org.nz. My name's Gray Raphael, and you've been listening to Totally Kiwi Tuesday. Have a good week.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.